Let's go! KZIA FM and HD1. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
Iowa City.
My friends are famous.
My friends are famous, yeah.
My friends are famous.
Spending the afternoon with your new BFFs. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor.
My friends are famous.
On Z102.9.
You know who gets the most tea around here at the building about my dating life?
Me?
You might be tied in first or you might be second.
Okay.
Loretta gets the most tea about my dating life. Actually, just a couple minutes ago, she's like, okay, how's it going? Spill the tea.
She's got to know.
So I'm telling her about my dating life. I'm telling her about this guy that I've been seeing. And she's like, okay, so it sounds like it's going really well. But if it doesn't go well and he breaks your heart, what do you think about signing up for Married at First Sight?
Okay, that was one show that I binged this weekend.
Did you really?
Over the last, yeah, with it being so cold out, snow days, my boyfriend and I watched an entire season within the last week. I don't know how I feel about that for you. I'm not going to lie.
Okay, and I don't know how I feel about Married at First Sight for myself either, because I'm like, I got to commit that quickly.
Have you watched the show?
I have never seen it, but she told me really quick how fast you have to get married and then you move in together. And I'm like, can I breathe? Hold. That's a lot.
Yeah. From what I know, like they basically do like a survey of you as a person, your personality, your needs, your interests. And then however long it takes, they try to find you a match.
Okay.
They let you know when they do that. And then they start filming the show. And you meet the person at the altar, like literally.
Oh my God. Okay.
Da, 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 and that's the first time you see your man.
Oh no.
You're walking down the aisle. Some people kiss when they say I do. Some people do not.
They don't?
Yeah. Some people are like, no, I don't know this person. And then you immediately have your reception. You go on a honeymoon and then you live together for, I think it's like 4 to 6 weeks. And then it's decision day. You decide if you're going to stay married or you're going to get divorced. So
what? This is too much for me.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, I think it would be a really overwhelming experience. Mm-hmm. And what if you weren't into the guy?
That's what I'm afraid of. And I got to stick around for 6 more weeks with this dude. No, thank you.
Well, some people end it early.
Oh, okay,
you can thank always God. Say that you want a divorce, but nobody really wants that on their like record to be that person. So they all try to stick it out.
Okay. Now, see, I didn't think Married at First Sight was my kind of dating show, but I told her, I'm like, I have thought about it. You know, if Bumble and Hinge don't work out, I've thought about Bachelor or Bachelorette.
I think that's more your lane.
But I'm like, that takes so much time off of your plate. Do you know how much time I'd have to take off of work to be on that show? But I'm asking you, Taylor, as somebody who watches so many dating shows.
So many.
What one do you think I'd actually be good at? What one do you actually think I would find love at? Like, let's be serious here.
Married at First Sight, I think it would be too overwhelming. I don't see you being that desperate, to be honest.
Okay. Yeah.
Man, what else do I watch? The Ultimatum, you have to already be in a relationship, so that's off the table.
Okay.
I could see you doing Love is Blind over Married at First Sight, because Love is Blind, you're in the pods.
I was thinking about that
one. And you talk to somebody through the wall, and then the only way you can see the person is if somebody proposes. I could see you getting attached to somebody through a wall.
I see me getting attached to every single one of them through the wall.
Right. So I would say that, but I think Bachelor is probably the best case scenario.
Oh, you don't think I should be the Bachelorette?
You have to be on The Bachelor before you can become The Bachelorette.
Okay.
So I could see you going on The Bachelor, making it through the first couple nights, and then probably getting kicked off.
For crying too much?
For crying too much, but because you cried so much, they make you The Bachelorette.
That's literally what's going to happen.
I think it's worth a try.
Wasn't it Ashley that cried so much a couple years ago? Wasn't she a big crier?
Probably. There's always one.
I'm going to be the biggest crier on that show that they've ever seen.
It has to be so much that convinces them that you need to be the Bachelor.
And then they're going
to
be super dramatic on this season of The Bachelor.
I would like to co-host it, by the way. Jesse Palmer. Please.
On this season of The Bachelor, we have a new co-host. And then they're going to be like, and the person who cries the most we have
the
ever
most
seen.
Dramatic season we have seen. The most tears.
And it's gonna be me.
It has to be. Yeah, I think that's my vote. I think I can submit you as a friend. So
you should.
I'll work on that today.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on.
With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it's trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I'm kind of hoping we're all on the same page of desperation after all the snow and ice and crap we've gotten the last week.
I was doing really good. Like Friday, I was keeping up with it. I was out there shoveling every couple of hours. Like I was on top of it a little bit on Saturday. And now I've given up because it has been blowing and it is all over my hard work. So now I just... I'm walking all over it and it's, hoping I don't fall.
Right.
I'm penguining it out there.
You have to penguin.
You really do.
At all times. I was talking to Lady J earlier and she was telling me she was out shoveling and heard her neighbor like screaming swear words.
Seriously?
I feel like we're all to that point. Okay. We've had it. There's been enough snow and maybe you might go to extreme resolutions.
Okay.
That's what I've been seeing, at least all over my Facebook news feed. So I want to tell you about this. I'm going to start with, this is illegal, I think. So don't do this.
Dang it. But why would you tell me? Because now I'm tempted.
It is pretty funny. There was a post from the police in Bellevue, Nebraska. So not that far. I know that they got dumped on the same that we did with all the snow. They did a post saying, if you live in Old Town Bellevue and are currently pouring gas onto the snow and trying to light it on fire as a form of snow removal, you can't do that. Our officers...
Who thought of that? That's slightly genius.
Our officers are on the way to talk to you now. So... In other words, I'm just trying to picture what this looks like. I'm picturing somebody that...
I just would have never thought of it, actually.
They're in their pajama pants. They've got Crocs on. They've had it.
They're
with the
done.
Snow.
They are sick and tired.
They are pouring gasoline on their driveway because it's full of snow. And they're trying to set it on fire.
Did it actually work?
It sounds like it may have been slightly effective.
Really?
Nobody was
hurt. I just
thought
maybe the water would... The snow would, you know.
That's why they're pouring gas on it.
I get that.
Yeah. It's not smart. Again, you should not do this.
No, don't do it.
But it is kind of funny.
I wonder if there's a video.
You know what?
I just want to see the dummy in action.
I kind of got to find that now.
It's the perfect time for a cat story with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
It's Taylor's favorite time of the day.
It is. I love cat stories. I had a really hard time leaving my cats this morning, so this is going to be really helpful for me.
Well, darn. Normally, actually, every single time I have given you a cat story, and I feel like I go above and beyond doing some serious research for you, finding the perfect cat story. However, today I'm going to break the rules, and if it gets me fired, well, darn it, I might get fired.
Really?
Because I'm not doing a cat story.
What?
Nope. We're doing a dog story today.
Oh!
Now, the reason I'm going to break the rules, and I'm only going to break the rules, is because there is an Iowa twist to this story.
Okay, I love that. Hey, I love dogs as much as I love cats. Okay. I just don't have my own dog.
I can get rid of the sweat then, because I thought maybe you would say no.
No, I love any sort of cute animal story I'm here for.
Okay, great. I got a story for you. So... there's a Nebraska couple. Their name is Logan Bennett and Bianca Mulliken. And they were actually in our area last Tuesday. So they were involved in a crash on Interstate Area 80 near DeSoto. And you're probably like, where the heck is that? It's 2 hours and 15 minutes away from here. It's near like West Des Moines.
Oh, okay.
And that crash happened on Tuesday. If you remember Tuesday's last Tuesday was last, there was a snowstorm Tuesday. There was one Friday as well.
Yes.
So Tuesday's when that crash happened for them. Well, they were treated on scene for injuries involved in their car accident. But then later they ended up getting transported by ambulance to the hospital because they were that serious of injuries. The problem is Logan and Bianca were also traveling with their dog, Marley.
Oh, no.
And Marley got scared because Marley would get scared, right? And bolted from the car before they got transported by the ambulance.
No.
So they couldn't do anything about it. The people on scene were like, Marley just ran. We don't know what happened to Marley.
Right. And they were hurt.
Were hurt. So the citizens of Iowa.
They found her.
Well, they spent over 27 hours helping this Nebraska couple. Law enforcement did some things. The residents of DeSoto helped out. Pet rescue volunteers were helping out. They did a whole search for Marley for 27 hours. And then a snowplow driver, just minding his own business, cleaning the roads, doing what snowplow drivers do. He found Marley.
No way!
Near the school, well, the elementary school in town. And they ended up, he ended up calling the local authorities is like, I think this is Marley. Can you help me out?
Uh-huh.
They bring over his favorite squeaker ball.
Aww.
They squeak it, and Marley comes running back to them. So because of Iowa people, Marley got to go back home to Nebraska with his parents.
Oh my gosh. That is so,
that's so good.
You had me worried because it's very sad, very scary.
It should have given you a warning that it's tragic at the beginning, but it gets better at the end.
It was worth
it. Can you imagine if this became a movie? This could be Marley Me Too.
Part two.
Without a sad ending.
Yes, it could be a happier ending. We need it.
That was your feline fix with those girls in the afternoon. Z102.9.
I will be the first one to admit that I am stupid.
I feel that.
I'm really owning that after this weekend. I hope I'm not the only one that was going a little stir crazy, decided, oh, maybe I could get out of the house, and then ended up getting my car stuck.
Even though the Iowa DOT was saying, travel not advised, Taylor.
Yeah.
Not advised.
Well,
you were like, don't care.
No. I'll get into that.
I'm just kidding.
I will. But I didn't leave the house at all on Friday. I was completely snowed in. There was no chance of me leaving.
Okay.
Saturday, it was about early afternoon, and my boyfriend was the same way. He could not get out. We had been home for over 24 hours, starting to go a little stir crazy. So he was like, I really would like to get to the gym. And our gym is seriously like down the street, turn right, and it's right there.
Yeah.
So at first I was like, I don't know so much. It seems like a bad idea. And finally I was like, okay, fine. I think we should be able to make it because it's seriously like 3 minutes away. And his car sits outside. Mine sits in the garage. His car was buried. So I was like, oh, we can take my car because
yours is not even covered with snow.
It's not covered with snow. It's not frozen. And pulled out of the garage, turned to the left, and then poof, right into a drift.
Are you serious right now?
I wasn't paying attention enough, clearly. And neither was my boyfriend because our lot had not been plowed to my apartment complex. That's what it sounded like. I knew immediately. I was like, oh my God.
We're stuck. So you tried to back it up and then you just, the tires keep rolling?
I was just spinning out. Mm-hmm. And then my boyfriend was like, we'll drive forward. And I'm like, homie, I am. And my wheels are just spinning. You don't even know which way I'm driving right now because we're just not moving. So my first instinct is to call my dad because I don't know. He was 25 minutes away. And I thought in my mind, well, he can magically fix this. He's like, well, you better start shoveling and good luck. So that's what we did. We shoveled for an hour and a half.
Are you serious?
Yes. When I say shoveling, I mean, we like dug the tires out and I thought that was it. My tires are spinning. I just got to get the snow out of the way. Then I got on my hands and knees and looked underneath my car, and the amount that was compacted under, because I had a low sitting car.
Yeah.
The amount that was under there, I was like, we got to get that out. So we were in our sweatpants. I had Doc Martin boots on because I don't own snow boots. On my side, shoving and jamming a shovel underneath my car. I probably took some stuff off the bottom of it because
that was a cord I needed. Oh well.
There's not a care in my mind except getting my car unstuck, and an hour and a half later we finally did that.
Did you go to the gym?
No, because my back literally was on fire. That was harder than any workout I was about to do at the gym. So no, I did not go to the gym.
That was your workout for the day.
Yeah.
Here we go. Z102.9. Those girls in the afternoon.
This is what's going on in my head when I get stuck. I'm like, I hope nobody's watching. Nobody saw that, right? Nobody's looking. Oh God, I think someone's looking outside their window right now. Oh God, that's so embarrassing. That's what's going on in my head.
Oh, I'm the opposite. I'm like, if I look sad and miserable enough, maybe they'll come over here and help me. Please help me.
Help me. Saturday, I stayed home Thursday night, stayed home Friday. Saturday, I was like, okay, I need groceries. Okay. Because I'm about to eat my fingers. we're about to that point because mm-hmm. I don't have anything else to eat. And also, I need to go to the gym. Now, I do have like equipment to work out at home, but I'm like, if I'm already going to the grocery store, the gym's right next to it.
Yeah.
Like, let's just get two birds with one stone done. You know what I meant.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to the grocery store first because I'm like, you know what? I can't survive without food, but I can survive without going to the gym. Right. So I went to the, I was going to go to the grocery store first, then the gym. I didn't even make it out of my own driveway. All I did was try to, what I was going to do is I was going to back it up. I was going to gun it because I could see there was a lot of drifts. I was going to gun it. And then I was going to forward it as fast as I could out of there because I knew there was a lot of snow. And I know if I go fast, my car's not going to get stuck. So I gun it and I reverse it. But as soon as I reversed it too fast and I was not paying attention and I just heard it. Poof.
Mm-hmm.
Right into a snowbank.
Yeah.
Right into a big one. And I was like, oh God, what do I do? So I get out of my car and I look at it. And I mean, I think my car was lifted up on a snowbank.
Well, yeah, because your car is like mine. We have low riders. There's not a lot of room underneath. It doesn't take a lot.
And so I was like, well, I better walk inside and get the shovel. So I go inside and I get the shovel. And I was so embarrassed because I live in a new neighborhood. I haven't even introduced myself to the neighbors yet. And I'm like, they're going to see me. This is embarrassing. That this is how I'm going to introduce myself. Thank God nobody came out and helped me and left me be. And I got it done in like 15, 20 minutes because I shoveled that so quickly. And then what I did is I gunned it out of there again.
I was going to say, did you still end up leaving?
Yeah, he left. And then I still, because the driveway is still not, it's not paved or like, I don't know, plowed very well. The guy who does it needs to do a little better. Mm-hmm. Just going to say that. So every time I go home, I have to gun it in.
I don't think that's advice from professionals.
No, they probably wouldn't say that. But there's so much snow, I have to just be like, okay, here we go. And I
believe that's exactly what your car sounds like.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor. B102.9.
Take this as a cautionary tale. No matter what kind of car you have,
mm-hmm.
you're not going to beat that snowdrift.
No, you're not.
It never works out.
You are not the hero in the story.
No. Destiny got stuck this weekend. I got stuck this weekend. And we've been asking how you got your car stuck this weekend. Chantal, what happened?
I was going around the block because someone was plowing my driveway and I went on the side road and I couldn't get through.
How long were you stuck for?
I was stuck for an hour.
Oh, no.
Oh, did you have to do the shoveling or did anybody else help you out?
I did a little shoveling and then I went backwards and forwards a couple times and I got out.
The backwards and forwards works every time.
I wish that would have worked for me.
Backwards and forwards?
Yes.
That worked for me. I'm telling you, that is my secret magic trick for getting stuck, the backwards and forwards.
Where did we learn that?
I don't know.
Our parents teach us? I don't know where that came from.
I think
from.
I just did it one day.
I think it dug me even further when I tried it this weekend. So, Mackenzie, how did you get your car stuck this weekend?
So I didn't necessarily get my car stuck, but I was going through the coffee drive-thru at Scooters. And my door was stuck.
Like frozen shut?
Yes, and so was my window. So I was sitting there literally using my whole body trying to open it, and I was kicking it. I was sitting in the passenger seat, and they were just watching me through the drive-through window.
Okay, but did you get the coffee? That's the most important
really
part.
Important.
I did get the coffee. I pulled off, had to climb out of the passenger seat, go around. There was a piece of ice stuck under the handle, so I had to break it, open it, and then get back in and close the door, and I went back through the drive-thru.
Oh, she didn't even go inside!
We will do anything for a drive-thru coffee.
Absolutely. I need my coffee.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on!
With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Oh, the most romantic day of the year. Less than a month away, baby.
Dude. I can't wait.
I know it's
well,
so
I
your thing.
Well, I can wait if I don't have anybody.
Fair enough. This will be not to, I'm not calling you out by any means, but this will be your first Valentine's Day single.
Why you gotta say it like that?
No,
you
I'm
just
saying.
Called me out. You just
I'm
called me
just
out. This is
saying.
A. You're right. You know what? I didn't even think about that till just now. Thank you. I will be crying when I get home.
No, I don't mean that in a crying way. Because like,
I haven't cried this year yet. So thank you that I have a reason now.
Okay. Well, yeah. You're welcome. I guess.
No. This in last 7 years, first.
Which is not a bad thing. Sometimes Valentine's Day by yourself is honestly more fun. But as you are still on the dating apps and, you know, I know you're looking for love or whatever, I do want to make you aware of a dating trend that people are talking about leading into Valentine's Day. And that is avalanching.
What is that?
Let me tell you, it seems very appropriate with the amount of snow that has been dumped on us.
When they tick me off, I just start throwing snowballs at them because I am down for that.
That would be great. Weed out all the losers. No, right. That's not what avalanching is. It is when a single person throws out their regular like dating non-negotiables so that they can for sure secure a partner for Valentine's Day. So
you'll just take anything at this point.
I mean, yes, but maybe not to that extent. You're letting your expectations fall down a little bit. So maybe something like age, like if you normally were like, I would never date a guy 3 years or more younger than me. Avalanching would be like, well, maybe I can like, I don't know, let that go a little bit just so that I have somebody on Valentine's Day. But the warning is it may not actually last because if you're just so worried about making sure you have a date on Valentine's Day, you're going to let those non-negotiables go. And then after the high of Valentine's Day comes down, you're going to be like, well, why am I settling for this? I don't even like this.
Yeah. Would this count as avalanche? Because I feel like I'm being avalanched.
Oh, you think you're being see, that was the thing. I didn't know if you would start avalanching or if you would worry that you were being avalanched.
I think I'm getting avalanched. Okay. Now, it's funny you say this because I was actually just thinking this the other day. I didn't know there was a word for it. But this guy who, like, I was talking to a couple months ago just came up out of nowhere, randomly started messaging me again.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, why?
Yeah.
What's your intentions here? And then I was like thinking about it more and more. And I'm like, I wonder if it's because Valentine's Day is around the corner. Is he trying to find a boo thang for that? And he knows that I don't have a boo thang. So he's just reaching out to me. And so then I was wondering, is that like, could, am I being avalanched?
Well, I don't know this man, but I don't think it's wrong of you to question that it's a little bit convenient timing of what are you coming back for? Let me look at the calendar.
And he did it over the weekend, which is 1 month away from Valentine's Day. Plenty of time. I'm not interested. But
1 month to like woo the person so that you're sure to have a date.
I think he's trying to woo me. He's trying to avalanche me.
Yeah.
He's trying to throw snowballs at me.
It sounds like he do be falling down the mountain or whatever. Happens during an avalanche.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
When I see that the wind chill value in Cedar Rapids is currently -19 and you want to hang out with me, I'm like, no, thank you. I'm good.
Yeah, as if I normally don't want to go anywhere. It's like quadrupled, if that's even possible.
No, 100%. Well, I've got a hack for you to get out of hanging out with really anybody.
And I need that.
And you don't have to lie. You don't even have to be like, I'm sick.
Because there's nothing worse when your friends like make plans for Saturday night and you're like, oh, it sounds fun. And then the day comes and you're like, I feel bad for lying, but I really don't want
to
go.
You don't even have to ghost because I feel bad when I ghost people.
Right.
But it's like, I just don't want to go out anymore. Okay. We'll try this new hack. It's gone viral with Gen Z on TikTok. It's called loud budgeting. And it is the new like financial trend for 2024. So basically you're telling people why you can't do things financially instead of trying to hide the fact that you are broke. So you're just going to be like, okay, so like, let's say Taylor, you asked me to go hang out and we're going to go to a bar this weekend. I would say, I don't want to spend money on gas to go to the bar this weekend. And that's how you get out of it because you're telling them you financially can't do it and you don't want to do it.
I've been doing this.
Does it not work for you?
No, I feel like this is something I did like the last year of college and the first year out of college when I was like starting to grow out of like going out all the time and just kind of getting sick of it. That would be my go-to excuse, even if I was, and sometimes I did lie, I'm not going to lie, was like, oh, I don't really want to spend money on drinks this weekend. Oh, I'd rather just like drink at the house because that's going to be cheaper I don't have to leave. So maybe I was ahead of my time.
I think you were. Because they say that people respect you, you know, they respect your financial decisions.
Because you can't argue with, I'm broke.
You can't. I can't be like, well, that sucks, Taylor. I still need you to come out tonight.
Yeah, hop online, sell some feet pics, make it happen.
Destiny and Taylor.
Oh, yeah!
Those girls in the afternoon on C102.9.
Dude, this whole time, Taylor, you thought maybe you could make, like, some extra money selling some feet pictures.
That's always the goal.
Screw that. Okay, just get a sandwich, eat about half of it, and you could be making tons of money off of that.
What?
hear me out, okay? There's a half-eaten sandwich for sale on Facebook Marketplace, and it's going to cost you $1.3 million. No one knows why.
Who ate the sandwich?
No one knows a whole lot. So the sandwich was posted by someone in England, okay?
Was it the Queen?
You would think. For how much it costs, you would think.
Is the Queen selling on Facebook Marketplace?
No. Can you imagine?
That would be crazy.
Hey, Queen, can I have your sandwich? they posted it. They said they couldn't finish it. They categorized it as new and described it as very crispy and yummy.
Okay, what? Who, first of all, is it a large sandwich? Are we talking like foot long? Are we talking normal sandwich bread size?
Normal sandwich bread size.
Okay, you're a weenie if you can't finish that. Second of all, it is not new. It is gently used.
That is true. Your false advertisement right there.
And I have to know who this person is and why they think they're worth
$1.3 million.
That's a lot of money.
They got weird bite marks too.
Somebody random.
It's not
DNA.
Maybe that it made the sandwich into a fun shape or something.
Well, yeah, because my mind goes to, I don't know if you ever watched the show Glee, but was an episode revolving around a grilled cheese that when they grilled it, it looked like Jesus, and they called it grilled Jesus. So that feels like worth $1 million. Some rando, not so much.
Yeah, no, this literally looks like a sandwich with some like grill marks on it. I think it might have bacon. It might honestly be a BLT from what it looks like. So, I mean, BLTs are good, but are they $1.3 million worth? I don't know.
That's what I'm saying.
If the Queen ate it, now we're talking.
We could be talking about something serious.
Those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.